Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Jessica Moser's here. Jessica's back. I know. I'm excited, too. Jessica's back. She's Senior VP of Small Business Solutions at MetLife, segment head of their group benefits program for small, specializing in the small business sector like you and me. And they've created a great new index that I say it's new. I'm not sure how old it is, but it's fairly new. Compared to some that I've seen, and I'm really excited about the work they're doing with the U.S. Chamber, putting this together so that you and I can see a little bit more about what's going on out there across the marketplace. Jessica, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning to you and your listeners, and I am so happy to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Phoenix has been around for a little over a year.
Well, I'm glad you started it, and you're always welcome here with another update. This is the your most recent index, your MetLife U.S. Chamber of Commerce Small Business Index, and tell us when you guys decided to start this, what were you thinking? What were you deciding to focus on?
So we know that in our country, and you and I have talked about this. You know, the small business is plays such a pivotal role in our economy. Really, is the heartbeat of our community. Right, it's responsible
That's right.
for 2 out of every 3 new jobs, half of the economic output, a third of our exports.
After
I mean, they
the
are the heartbeat of the way exactly.
That's right.
And we really wanted to better understand what was going on with their perceptions of, you know, how they're doing and what are some of the pressing issues, partnering with the chamber so we could help figure out the right solutions, and the chamber could also have another way to have their voice be heard on in Washington, on the Hill, as they say, so that we could really understand as well as communicate to the right people what are the issues and what are some solutions that we can come up with.
Well, and I'm sure one of the things you discovered is something that may have surprised you in the beginning, and that is small business owners have one sentiment about themselves, about their own prospects and their own capability, and then they have another one about the larger economy.
I'm sorry.
That surprises a lot of people that they would have two different views, so to speak. They have the near view and the far view, and they might have completely different feelings about both of them.
That's right. And well, I mean, you know, I think I don't have the experience that you have, so I just want to put that out there. But I will say, in the last probably 3 years, I've spent more time with small business owners than I have in the past, and they have consistently impressed me as dedicated, you know, entrepreneurial and focused, and around not just that innovation but also execution, right? Because if you're just focused on that innovation or that great idea, which is so important, but you don't execute, you're not a small
That's
business
right.
owner. You're
That's
a
right.
person who dreams about it.
Right.
So that perception generally of, you know, I think I can do this is just so important. And really, I've not met many who are just, you know, discouraged. In fact, they are just generally overly optimistic in a way that, you know, with a demonstrably positive attitude. And that work ethic, that positive attitude is really what allows small businesses to be the engine of our economic growth in the United States. And you're right. Sometimes the small business owners look at themselves differently than the national economy. And that was happening in our index earlier. Actually, right now, it's pretty similar.
Right.
There's actually the perception in the national economy at being just under 60% positive, 58, local economy at 56% positive, which is the highest mark in the history of the index.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you bring up a really good point, and I think we should ask this question in the index, which is, we ask about the national economy and the local economy, we should ask specifically about that business, so that we can almost validate the point of, you know, how do those small business owners feel about their own business. But and I think what we'd see is your point would be totally proven right, because optimism, when we say how do you feel about, you know, your company, not mm-hmm. compared to local and national, but just in local, we've got a 69.3%
because they have more control over that. That's the reason why those numbers go up, because they feel like they can manage that a little bit better. The other stuff is a little bit out of their reach. Jessica Moser, folks, she's with MetLife. She's with the Small Business Solutions, part of MetLife. She and I will be right back. More to come. We're going to get into the internals of this new index that they have. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.